The contract's in there.
Seeing this money.
Yeah, yeah.
The seventh item is a CMS contract for the toll league to purchase sand, stone, and gravel. This contract provides a source for sand, stone, and gravel used by roadway maintenance to mix with concrete for pavement, curb, and sidewalk repairs. Sand is also used to clean up oil and/or fuel spills at crash or incident scenes. The other sand and gravel products are used for roadway pavement and shoulder maintenance and drainage system repairs across our system. Award is recommended to the lowest and responsive bidders, Macklin Incorporated, Renner Quarries Limited, and William Charles Construction Company, LLC, in amount not to exceed $53,110. The eighth item is a renewal of a CMS contract for the tollway to purchase thermal receipt paper. This contract provides a source for thermal receipt paper, which is used throughout the tollway's manned toll plazas that are generated by the toll collectors and issued to patrons. This contract is with Computer Data Products and Supplies. Approval of this renewal will increase the dollar limit by $17,000. The current authorization is $28,000, and upon receiving your approval, the revised amount will be $45,000. The ninth item is a dollar limit increase of a CMS contract for the tollway to purchase E85 fuel. This contract provides a source for E85 fuel to be used in E85 capable vehicles. This contract is with Christian County Farmer Supply. This increase will enable us to purchase two loads of fuel before the contract expires on October 1st of this year. Approval of this increase will raise the dollar limit by $35,000. The current authorization is $4,624,499.60, and upon receiving your approval, the revised amount will be $4,659,499.60.
Okay, what is E85 fuel, John? And I'm sorry, I think I've been calling you Mike and you're John. So I apologize for that.
85 is 85% ethanol and 15% fuel unleaded.
So we use it for certain vehicles?
We use it for our fleet of E85 capable vehicles, also known as flex fuel.
Oh, the flex fuel.
Right.
Okay. Could I just a question following up on that? Just previously we bought, or we're in the process of purchasing hybrid vehicles. My question is, with E85 vehicles, will we be phasing them out or replacing them with hybrids going forward?
Good question. That's a good question. I'd have to work with our fleet manager on that. We still have a large fleet that consists of E85 flex fuel vehicles. Mm-hmm. That's a strategic decision we have to make if we're just going to switch to hybrids.
Yeah, I think that's something to look at.
We definitely will.
We have been looking at it. We do analyze it. What we can do is come back though with the information so you kind of understand our plan. Is, it doesn't. Hybrid vehicles are good for some purposes in some instances, and others not as applicable. But we'll make sure that we have a briefing on that, maybe at the next meeting. Does that make sense? Or we can follow up with the information before then.
This is a 2-year contract. Current authorization $1,006,000. It ends October 2011. Are we going to be way under budget, I presume, from the authorization?
No, this contract actually, the E85 contract expires in October.
We're still going to have some E85 vehicles for a while. So
yeah,
we have time to make the
that.
Decision on a policy, but it is something because Illinois is also a state that's pushing alternative fuels, which includes ethanol. So we kind of need to balance the two. But it would be good to get a presentation. I think it's become fairly expensive.
Yeah, the E85 fuel and the hybrid vehicle are critical to our fuel reduction efforts at the tollway, which all the departments are involved in. And according to the governor's executive order 11, we're trying to reduce our reliance on petroleum-based products. And like Christy said, Tom Delvin, I'm sure, will provide us with a lot of background information.
Yeah,
we are making a slow transition.
And we had a presentation on fleet where he discussed some of this several months ago. So we'll update that and focus in more on this question. But
I raised it only because I think, you know, things, research changes, technology changes, and I just think we need to take a look every so often.
And we do. I don't want to be a pain, but I don't understand. All right, it says 2011, your budget was $3,228,000, which means that in the 2009 to 10, I guess, was $1,004,000, making the total $4,006,000. And it looks like you've only spent $2,003,000 in 2011. So going back to my question, are you? I was applauding you, not trying to critique you. Are you under budget or not, or is this not really clear?
This budget is entirely for all fuels and oils, and this obligated amount. I'll correct me if I'm wrong, but this obligated amount represents, you know, fuel that's been ordered. Orders have been placed against master contracts through this date. Right. So this is an area actually where we have to monitor it very closely and possibly transfer funds before the end of the year, because the fuel prices have been higher than what we anticipated. So the $2.3 million represents, you know, to date and
3 point. You mean the budget that
2.3 million is obligated on the bottom?
I guess 3.2.
Right.
Yeah. So you've obligated 2.3 out of the 3.2 that you've right. already budgeted. So you only
so
have.
We still have to cover August through December.
October. Well, the expiration date says 10/4.
But this is for all fuel and oil. This is one portion.
And there's another fuel contract that we have also. This contract is just for gas tank and
I think Director Cunningham, the budget for all fuel and oil is 3.2.
Right.
They've already obligated to date for all fuel and oil, not just under this contract,
right.
2.3. So it looks like they only have $1 million more to go to obligate for any additional fuel, which Mike is cautioning. We actually might have to transfer more money into this budget and line item to cover us through the end of the year. So I take it because this contract is going to expire in October. At some point, CMS is going to bid this out again
yes.
on our behalf.
Yes, start in the process.
Okay. So can I get a motion to approve 7, 8, and 9?
So moved.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Move to the consent agenda, 7, 8, and 9. Can we take 10, 11, and 12? John?
Yes. The 10th item is a tollway contract to procure the consignment sale of used tollway vehicles. This contract provides a source for the disposal and sale of used tollway trucks. Award is recommended to the lowest responsive bidder, Prairie International Trucks Incorporated, for 15% of the retail selling price. The 11th item is a renewal of a tollway request for proposal to procure the leasing of production equipment and include a 3-month extension on our current copiers. This extension will enable us to utilize our existing copiers until the new copiers are implemented. This contract is with Xerox Corporation, and approval of this request will increase the dollar limit by $186,352.50. The current authorization is $1,885,769.40, and upon receiving your approval, the revised amount will be $2,072,121.90. The 12th and final item is a tollway sole source contract to procure Unisys maintenance and support. This contract provides a source for the maintenance, support, and licensing of the tollway's backbone of critical applications, including payroll, procurement, human resources, and asset management. Even though we're only seeking your approval for a 2-year contract, it should be noted that the Unisys system will continue to be this infrastructure until we implement an ERP system or something similar. Award is recommended to Unisys Corporation in an amount not to exceed $840,364.
Any questions, directors? On the Unisys, are we planning to move to an ERP system?
Yes, that is in our long-range plans.
How long-range?
Well, probably, Joe, you could probably answer best. I'm thinking 2-3 years, 4 years?
We're actually putting requirements together for it right now, but the actual selection and implementation can come over 7 years.
Any other questions? Make a motion to approve pending amendment 12.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Move to the consent agenda pending amendment 12. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Administration, we have one item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Directors. Administration has one item for your approval, but I request that it be moved to the executive session for discussion.
Refer to the board for action.
And refer to the board meeting for action.
For action. Okay, can I get a, do we need a motion to move this item to executive session, or can I just?
It's covered in executive session.
Engineering.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Directors. Engineering has eight items this morning that we're recommending to you. And the first three are annual pavement patching contracts. And also, we utilize those contracts to do miscellaneous repairs on the system. Item one is a construction contract award for pavement and shoulder repairs and other miscellaneous roadside improvements. This is on the Reagan Memorial and also on the Veterans Memorial tollways. The joint venture of William Charles Construction and Northwest Illinois Construction is a little bitter at $3,539,564.08. They've also committed to meeting our DVE goal. I will point out, I've added some notes to the agenda item, which provides some additional background on why we only received two bids on this. And every time we get a, we let a construction contract where we receive, you know, less than three bids, we follow up with the plan holders to find out, you know, what was going on. And you will notice there's 23 plan holders on this contract, but really only seven of them are prime contractors who would normally submit a bid to us. And four of them did join up to submit the two bids. There's two joint ventures, so two teams of two. So that explained four of them. And the other ones, we contacted them, and they said the reason they didn't bid it was either the project isn't optimally located for them, like they don't feel they can be competitive because their asphalt plant isn't located directly by the work. And also there was some overlap with an IDOT bid, which was scheduled for the next day, so they were devoting all their efforts on that. And we do our best to minimize any type of overlaps like that with other agency bids. But this is some, these pavement patching contracts are pretty small compared to those contracts. We didn't think there was going to be a lot of cross competition amongst the two. And we really want to get this work done before the end of the year, before we go into the winter.
Okay. Thanks for that explanation. It does look very interesting that you only have two bids.
I will note, however, these two bids, very competitive.
Yeah.
And very, very in line with our historical prices. So we're very comfortable and confident in recommending the award.
Does the earned credit program have any bearing on this bid?
Pardon me?
Earned credit program have a bearing on this bid?
I don't believe it made a difference on this particular bid, but both of them.
Yeah, can you explain, so ECP 81, the other one 27, how what that means?
Well, the earned credit program allows contractors to earn bid credits for employing disenfranchised individuals. And these earned credits are accumulated by the primes, and we let them utilize them to a maximum amount that is established by our DB group on each contract. I think the maximum that we've that we can allow on any one contract goes up to 250,000. I'm not sure if we allow the full maximum on this contract because it's a small contract.
Right, there's a $40,000 difference in the bids, $38,000. So it looks like it wouldn't have made a difference anyway.
It wouldn't have made the difference.
Denton only had 27,000 credits, so.
I do like to see those ECP credits because it does show that these primes are employing disenfranchised individuals and they are, you know, making payments to them, and that's the only way they get to earn these credits.
Right, and that's different than the DBE program,
yes.
If I understand it right.
The
DBE is
element.
That they use subcontractors and others. This is the actual people that these companies hire and put on the ground.
Correct. This is drilled down to the individual.
So this is a good
level.
This is a good sign. On a practical level. We try to have three bids. It's like we should always have three bids. There needs to be a come to Jesus meeting with the contractors sometime to explain that it looks a little weird when they all team up, and even though your numbers indicate we have a good bid, and it appears, I went back and looked at old bids, it makes it difficult for us to go out and say we have a minimum of three bids, and then you have somebody says, well, it's only a $3 or $4 million project. That's a small project. To a lot of people with a pickup truck, that's a big project. So I think it's important that we stress to them that if they take out these documents, they ought to be serious about bidding on it.
And I will follow up on that with the road builders. And we know there's pluses and minuses to joint ventures. You know, some of the pluses are that they allow small firms to join up together to go after our work, you know, so that is a little bit of a help. But like you said, it does cut down on the number of individual bids we receive, so.
Maybe we can broaden the suggestion and at some point just ask Paul and Mike and whoever else to give us sort of an overview of what are the variables that come into play when we're doing pricing and trying to do set-asides. I mean, there are a lot of shifting and interrelated issues here, and it would be good for you just, I think good for us, to stand back and say, here's what we're trying to do, and here's how we're trying to do. We're trying to get the lowest cost. We're also trying to make sure that disenfranchised people are in the system, and then compare what's happened maybe over some short period of time, so that you have a sense and we have a sense of how those things are working and the extent to which we should, you know, study certain parts of it more closely to make sure that we're actually achieving what we're trying to achieve. And I'm not suggesting we're not getting where we want to go. I just think there are so many moving parts, and we look at it contract by contract, we don't necessarily see the big picture, so I think it would be useful for us to do that.
I think that's the next set of bids. Again, we only have two bidders and the losing bid, so there seems to be a little bit of a pattern here that, again, what we call small contracts, several million dollars, tend to get fewer bidders, but I don't know, it just seems like we need to.
So maybe, Christy, you could figure out which committee this should be in, and I should have mentioned we are going to the new committee schedule where we're going to try to have the committee meeting separated from the board meeting. This was not, I mean, but, you know, have a committee really think about this and how to present it.
Maybe we should think about just writing out what our overarching, you know, policy goals are in terms of contracting and awarding contracts. And I think they might differ depending on what it is. You know, if you're doing construction versus if you're doing supplies and you're charging that against a CMS master contract. So kind of all the different contracts that we do and how the different methodologies and these are our priorities in terms of, you know, first of course, you know, pricing is important, MBWB is important, and then sort of maybe have a...
Yeah, and try to differentiate where we have flexibility to create a policy versus where we're bound to
certain
criteria for selection. So, but yeah, no, we can certainly do that. I think that makes a lot of sense. We'll figure out what committee it goes in.
There's a lot in this committee meeting, so we'll try not to have on this day again.
Right, because there's
a couple of conflicts.
Yes.
You know, two questions. Number one, for 130 miles of highway, it seemed like a good price. And then, Paul, you said that one sentence too much. You said it's in line with what we thought it was, but then the engineer's estimate was $4 million, 14% above what the bid came in. Why were you so much higher?
Well, the engineers do not bid the job to win the job. So I want the engineers to prepare estimates based on what they feel is a reasonable expectation for us, and we use that for planning purposes and budgeting purposes. And they do rely on historical information, so obviously it looks like they're bidding this work even less than what they normally would bid.
Okay, well, that's, you said it's in line with historical bidding, so that's why I was confused.
Yeah, well, I consider anything equal or less than to be in line with.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, just yes. Okay.
I mean, if I had seen the,
if it's in line, just.
Okay.
The engineers seem to always miss the mark. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's true.
Not always. Not always.
I see in the engineers' estimates, usually they're pretty close. We've been getting this year some pretty competitive pricing, and I would tend to agree with Paul. You know, we do watch it and make sure that they're not, you know, we're not overestimating, but, you know, I think that we want to be in the engineer's estimate on the conservative side of, you know, being realistic, but, you know, you don't want to ultimately be so aggressive in your estimate that you're not really planning for the realities of the work.
Right, but I would think we'd want to be somewhere in the 10% margin, I mean.
Yep.
contracts bid usually at 5% plus or minus, so
and on the vast majority of them, we are.
10%. That's all. I'm not being critical. I'm just
saying. No. And I'm just saying on the vast.
Maybe that 10%.
On the vast majority of them, we are. So, but you know, we'll keep watching it, and obviously, as we get very good pricing this year, that will factor into future engineers' estimates.
So you did item one. Did you go through item two?
I'd be happy to. Item two is a very similar contract. It's a construction contract award for pavement repairs and other miscellaneous roadside repairs. And this contract was set up for work on the tri-state tollway. R.W. Dunkerman is the low bidder at $2,621,905.50. They have also committed to meeting our DBE goal on this contract. Similar to item one, we only got two bids. We did follow up with the plan holders, and they provided similar reasons.
Okay.
Estimate right on the money.
Right. Yeah, yep. Very cool.
Good job. Right. Makes us feel more comfortable.
Item three
is another construction contract award for pavement repairs and other miscellaneous roadside improvements on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. Our current contracting company is the low bidder at $6,258,949.25. This bid's within our established budget. They've committed to meeting our DB goals, and we are happy to get three bids on this contract because typically on the I-90 work, there aren't a lot of contractors located out in the far western section, so we typically only get two.
Any questions, directors? I'm not going to get a motion to approve one, two, and three. Come on, guys.
Your turn.
Oh, no. Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second. I'm going to have to bake something for you.
I don't want to be the one to move to spend as much money. So I'll move on this one.
I'll move on this one.
These committees incorrect.
You got the conservatives sitting together here.
Okay, well, items one, two, and three from the engineering are moved to the consent agenda. So we have items four. You want to take four separately?
Yes. Okay. Item four is a construction contract award. And with this contract, we're going to install a high-pressure dual-phase camera washing system. This system is a non-proprietary system. The concept was developed by tollway employees who work in the business systems group. It's going to allow us to reduce our current expenditures that we have for cleaning cameras on our system. These cameras are very critical for us obtaining good license plate images. We plan on deploying it, and we did initiate this contract very quickly. We want to get it out before the winter. We're going to install it at 26 of our higher traffic open road tolling plazas. John Burns Construction is a low bidder at $2,205,009, and they've also committed to meeting our DB goal. So this is a very exciting contract for us. This is as excited as an engineer will get normally.
He's jumping up and down.
We really feel this contract is going to pay for itself very quickly. Getting these clear license plates images are very critical to us in following up with those people. You know,
I'm thrilled to make this motion.
I am too.
Because of the committee that we have, and what we have found is our enforcement has been very effective. But actually, I went down and visited this about a year ago, and if there's any kind of difficulty in the image, we pretty much have to let the people off the hook on the tickets for missing the toll. So this is a great idea. You know, it's a shame that we have to invent it and somebody else gets to make money off of it, but it's a good sign, and I think this is really a step forward, and I appreciate it, and I like that there's going to be a DBE component in here as well. So it's when we go into something new, it's nice to see we're able to accomplish two of our goals. So this one I will make a motion on enthusiastically, even though there's only two bids.
And the engineer's estimate is way lower than the award amount.
I will second it, but I will never go out with you on a Friday night, Paul, if this is your idea.
Makes sense.
Could check all those cameras.
Okay.
Hold me back, all right.
We'll have to make sure that, you know, the group, we have some people who do very innovative and creative things and help us come up with some innovative inventions, and we'll make sure that the board members have a chance to meet some of those individuals.
Do the people that help do this, do we give them any kind of recognition beyond that attaboy? I mean, is there...
We have, and I've been meetings with them, and we talk about, certainly they receive recognition, but I think that board recognition will be important.
Okay.
You know?
Because this is really...
Yep.
This can make a big difference in our ability to collect on people who don't follow the rules.
It could make a difference for the industry, too.
Yeah.
I mean, this is pretty innovative.
That's interesting how people hadn't thought about this before. But good. So, it's been moved and seconded. Item 4 will go into the consent agenda. Do I have to have a motion? Everybody votes yes?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, let's do 5, and then we'll go into the...
Okay. Item 5 is a supplement to a construction management service contract that we have currently with Michael Baker Jr. This supplement is going to allow them to provide the construction management services for that last contract that we just talked about. We implemented this contract, you know, later in the year. We did not anticipate that this CM would actually perform that work for us. They are on board right now, though. They have a relatively new contract, so they are the best suited to perform this service for us, and for an additional $300,000, it will cover this work. The reason why I believe they're best suited is because it's not a construction upon request contract that's very old that I'm supplementing for, you know, multiple times. I'm trying to close out the older contracts, and they are ready to move forward. They don't have any DB participation yet because they're about to start all their work right now. They're going to oversee those management pavement contracts that I mentioned, the first three items. They're going to oversee them, and they're going to oversee this camera wash one. But they did commit to a higher than our DB goal in their submittal, so that's another added benefit for doing.
This $300,000 will go till when do you think it will take?
They're going to perform most of this work before the end of this year.
Sure. All right.
Can I get a motion to approve item 5?
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Item 5 moved into the consent agenda. Can we take the last 6, 7, 8, and 9? No, 6, 7 is.
Okay. Item 6 is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $29,220. This is on contract 5612.
So moved.
Which was for...
Can we finish up 6, 7, and 8?
Oh.
Okay. Item 7 is a final release of retainage to GFS Fence, Guardrail, and Signage in the amount of $95,456.08. It's on contract 5561. The job's coming in within the budget, and our DBE unit did grant them a waiver for the shortfall that they had. It was close, though. Okay. And item 8 is the last item that engineering has to present. It's also a final release of retainage to Devine Brothers Electric in the amount of $10,200. It's on contract 9961 for wireless CCTV installation on the South Tri-State. They're completing this work within the revised budget, and they also were granted a waiver by the DB group.
Thanks for including that info.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
6, 7, 8, and move into the consent agenda. Okay. Thank you. What's legal?
Thank you. Legal has the following 5 items for your consideration for the consent agenda. Item 1 is an addendum to an intergovernmental agreement with the University of Illinois to provide focus group study work for bypass customers. The addendum extends the agreement and study period to June 30th of 2012. There's no change to the dollar amount or scope of the underlying agreement.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Item 1 from legal moved into the consent agenda.
I always like those ones with the zero numbers next to them.
Those are easy ones.
I know, but that's
item
good.
Item 2?
Item two, we won't satisfy that criteria. Item two is a settlement of four workers' compensation claims by an employee who is now back at work after surgery. The settlement amount is $67,536.20.
Okay, can you do two and three? Okay. And you're recommending settlement?
Yes.
So can I get a motion to approve item two? It costs money. Come on, Bill.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, item two moves into the consent agenda.
Thank you. Items three and four are property acquisition settlements. Item three involves about 8.5 acres of land along I-88, and it resolves both the property acquisition and property damage claims for the amount that the tollway has already paid in preliminary just compensation. This means that no new money is required. Item four involves about 4.5 acres in the same stretch and resolves both property acquisition and property damage claims for an additional $16,500 over what the tollway paid in preliminary just compensation. And so the money out the door would be $16,500 on top of what's been paid already.
So moved. Second.
So items three and four, all those in favor?
Aye.
Three and four move to the consent agenda.
And the last item amends the bylaws to reflect the board's creation last month of four standing committees. Those changes are shown on section four and page three of the bylaws. There are no other changes to the bylaws other than to indicate that the board has four standing committees.
So moved.
Second. Aye. All those in favor?
Aye.
And just to make the point, we have talked about this.
We talked about it.
Right.
This is
to ratify what we've done, right? Yes.
Okay, so item five is moving to the consent agenda. And I think we're supposed to...
Yeah, I think there's been a request for executive session.
Well, may I just make one point? I think there may have been an oversight. They'll point that in procurement. Number seven, director terms, should that also indicate that you recuse yourself? I know you're not voting in the committee, but to move it to the consent agenda to have a recusal show up under item seven.
Yeah, it's a small little couple of hundred dollars.
Number seven.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So motion to adjourn.
I think we're going to
request for executive session.
Oh, we're going to go into this executive session.
Yeah, finance committee is going to go into executive session. Well,
and it's pursuant to sections 2C2 and 2C11 to discuss labor and litigation issues.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Okay.
Aye.
We're going into executive session. So
and we would invite the members of the board who are present if they'd like to attend.
We don't really want to kick them all out. So we're going to move into executive session. Nothing will be voted on in executive session, and then we'll come out and then adjourn. Yeah.
Apparently, the adept handling of the Roberts Rules of Order.
We apologize to those who have to leave and come back. We will be finished.
Thank you. Thank you.